The viewpoints expressed on Liberty Works Radio Network are not necessarily those of the network, its affiliates, or sponsors. This is Liberty Works Radio Network. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the second hour of the Freedom Above Fortune radio show. I am the Agent for Truth, Joe Bannister, your host, agentfortruth.com and freedomabovefortune.com. I'm thrilled and excited to be able to welcome to the show DV Kidd. DV and I go way back. She's the at least part of the reason why I changed my career path while I was in my 30s. And her website is DV.com. I'm going to have to ask DV about her interesting first name. I don't think I ever have. D-E-V-V-Y. That's David Edward Victor Victor Yellow.com. DV, welcome to the show.
Hi, Joe.
Thank you so much for being here. And what? Tell us about your first name, because unless that's an embarrassing question that I'm now.
No, I've asked my mother about it a long time ago, and she said my father just came up with D-E-V-V-Y, and he doesn't know where it came from. But when my daughter was about, oh, I'd say 7 or 8 years old, she brought home a book from the library. It was won a children's award. It was called The Fog on Little Pig's Feet, of all things. But the main character, the little girl in the book, her name is Devy, D-E-V-V-Y.
Okay.
So I wrote to the author of the book, and I asked her, she lived on at that time, she's 25 years ago, if it was a family name or something. She lived on Croton on the Hudson in New York, and she just sent back a note, and she said that, no, she just made it up, too. So I have no idea. It's still kind of rare. Every once in a while, just out of curiosity, I do a Scroogle or a Google search or whatever. And the most I found is 25 of them in the United States. So.
Oh, well, it's a beautiful first name and rare. So I wanted to pass on to the listeners, you know, I've certainly described how I had a little awakening thanks to a certain lady on the radio, and that lady is here with us for the hour, DV Kidd, and so I'm really thrilled to be able to have you here, DV. And just, you know, for the listeners to know, DV basically has spent probably tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of hours being active and trying to alert and educate people about all the corruption that goes on in our government and the world. New World Order, the Federal Reserve, the income tax, and, you know, people who, we're going to talk mostly about smart meters in this hour, but you'll find out if, you know, smart meters is your issue or pharmaceuticals or whatever it might be, you'll find that on every front, there's a cabal of people behind it who, it's all about the money. And in many cases, we're finding that it's all about eugenics. It's really all about not wanting us to be around, to walk the earth, and happy to see us move on to the next life. And it's really, that's what the scary part. There's basically people out there trying to poison us and kill us. But anyway, on my website at agentfortruth.com in the biography section, you could read more about the tax issue. I would highly encourage you, as I'm sure DV would, to read more about the federal income tax. And, you know, we're not encouraging you to take on the IRS one-on-one, but there's definitely a scam going on with the federal income tax system and the federal monetary system. And if you feel like you're just never able to get ahead or at least keep your head above water, it's more than likely a big cause of it is the federal income tax and federal monetary systems. So any comment on that, DV?
Well, there's definitely the nexus between the two, the privately owned Federal Reserve and the income tax. And, of course, we have to go back to 1913, which was probably one of the worst years in the history since the Pilgrims landed. And it was during that year that the 16th Amendment allegedly was ratified, which is the so-called income tax amendment. the 17th Amendment was clearly not ratified, but it was proclaimed to be ratified by the then Secretary of State, William Jennings Bryan. And, of course, on December 23rd, the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. Now, in order to feed the central bank, there had to be a mechanism to siphon off the wealth of the American people, which was the income tax. Of course, the 17th Amendment was done at the same time to destroy the suffrage rights of the states so they would have no voice in the U.S. Congress and have become nothing more than doormats for this, you know, Leviathan monster out in Washington, D.C. But without the central bank, the outlaw Congress, that's what I call them, because they are outlaws. They pay absolutely no consideration to the Constitution. And as a matter of fact, Representative Clyburn, he's a Democrat, and I forget from which state, he said not too long ago that we don't give any consideration to the Constitution anymore. But the outlaws in the Congress would not be able to conduct all of these grotesque and illegal invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan and Pakistan and now this immoral destruction of Libya, nor would they be able to steal the fruits of your labor via this forced taxation to fund all of these trillions of dollars in social welfare programs that have caused Americans to become so dependent upon mother government. So, yes, they're tied at the hip. One needs the other.
Very good. Well, we hope that the listeners will look more into that. Of course, I spent 5.5 years as an IRS special agent, criminal investigator for the IRS Criminal Investigation Division, and left there because of, at least at first, what Devi put out there as what she, you know, claimed was evidence, solid evidence. And over a two-year period, I investigated and tried to validate or invalidate what Devi said about the federal income tax, and found out ultimately that it was absolutely true and factual, her claims about the income tax, and referring to other researchers like Bill Benson with the 16th Amendment and many others. And, you know, I don't work for the IRS anymore. And the reason is because it is a scam, and I didn't want to be part of that and be helping an agency to steal from my fellow Americans. So I really, my hat's always been off to Devi for opening my eyes. But ultimately, it's up to each one of us. Once somebody tries to open our eyes, you know, let them become open, right, and not reject this information because it's too difficult to swallow.
Well, so, not only is it too difficult, it's painful. I will always remember way back in 1992, I gave a speech at, of all places, a senior retirement center in Denver, Colorado, because we were living in Lakewood, which is a suburb at that time. And there was about 400 people at my speech. And at one point, I was talking about the voluntary nature, this, quote, self-assessment of the income tax. And right out of the blue, this elderly gentleman, probably 80 years old, he stood up and called me a liar to the audience. And he said, "You're a liar. The law says we have to pay the income tax." And he walked out. And I looked at the audience and I said, "I understand why that gentleman did that, because this is, nobody wants to believe that they've been lied to by people that they put their public trust in." I said, "But the handouts that you have available today from me, you need to do your homework and your research. And as Patrick Henry said, you know, the kiss of the siren. Don't be fooled and don't, you know, step into a world of denial simply because it's too painful to believe. We have to look reality in the face." And I don't know if you've mentioned Tommy Cryer's paper, The Memorandum. Have you ever talked about that?
Here and there, but yeah. You're right, at truthattack.org.
That is at absolutely beside your booklet, the one that you put out, your manual, that Tommy's The Memorandum, and it is long and it does take time to read, but I believe that by far and away it is the best presentation on how the American people have been tricked into this income tax system, but more importantly, how the Internal Revenue Service, with the blessing of Congress, continue to misapply the income tax law against domestic Americans. So I read it all the way through, knowing what I've known for all these years, and there were things in there that I learned. So, you know, Joe, and this sounds, you know, I don't want it to sound patronizing, but the only way that we learn is we have to turn off the TV, skip the fishing trip, put our nose to the grindstone, and educate ourselves on provable facts, period. That's the only way we learn.
Absolutely. And Tom's, he wrote that because he was attacked by the IRS itself. He was prosecuted with criminal charges, federal tax charges, and acquitted of all those charges because he was a completely innocent man, but the IRS was trying to discredit him and silence him. And so in his defense, he wrote this magnificent brief and spells out the entire income tax scam. So truthattack.org is where you can get that document. Also, just want to point out that DV is a columnist with News with Views, and that's newswithviews.com, right, DV?
I write for News with Views. I write for rents.com, and occasionally I still submit columns to WorldNet Daily.
Okay.
I get tired, though.
Okay, we only have about 3 minutes left in this segment, but I want to at least, you know, one of the reasons I had you on, of course, we could just go on and on with all the different problems that are going on out there. But my guest for the first hour was Josh Hart, and he's director of StopSmartMeters.org. Really great guest, and I just thought it'd be great, you know, because I heard you recently talking about the smart meters on Tom Cryer and Larry Becraft's show, and just thought, you know, why not cap it off here with my show that we spend most of the time talking about these sinister smart meters. So, again, we only know about 2.5 minutes, but if you just give a real brief synopsis, and then we'll come back from the break with more.
Well, I have heard here and there about the smart meters, but, of course, you know, we're trying to put out all these fires every day, but, you know, along came the problem knocking at my door, which was in the form of an Encore, which is a called a TDSP, which is a transmission and distribution service provider here in Texas, knocking at my door with this meter. And I said, oh, no, you're not going to install that. And he said, well, you have to have it. And I said, no. See, I have locks on my gates, and their employees can't get in. So before we go to break, long story short, I'm now involved in a legal war with Encore, because I'm not going to back down. These meters are extremely dangerous, and I got my utility bill last week. I already paid it, and they simply, quote, estimated the amount that I allegedly owed them, $400 for the month, because they didn't have access to the property, which is a bald-faced lie, which we're going to prove when we get in front of the Texas Public Utilities Commission, and there's a reason of why going to the TPUC. So hopefully we can get into that in the next segment. But, I always say that, you know, the system needs victims, and in order to stay in business, you know, you can be the next victim. And in this case, like I said, I read something here and there about this thing called a smart meter, but you and I and so many of us, we're covering so many different things. We're under attack from every alphabet soup agency in the country till the problem comes knocking at your door. And then when you start doing the research, it's frightening. It's absolutely unbelievable what's been going on in our states regarding not only the smart meter, but this thing called the smart grid, which I have a few quotes during the second part that will just amaze people.
Fantastic. Well, and that's, you know, I'm sure you experience and have for many more years than me, but this feeling of, wow, okay, I've got quite a bit on my plate, you know, to keep track of and alert my friends and network with, and then they'll dump another huge, you know, weight on the shoulders. So anyway, our guest is DV Kidd, and her website is DV.com. That's David Edward Victor Yellow, DV.com. Columnist with News with Views and Rents.com. And I'm Joe Bannister, your host, FreedomAboveFortune.com and AgentForTruth.com. And we'll be right back to talk more about smart meters and this sinister smart grid. Thanks for joining us.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on LibertyWorks Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Dad, where did the clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Is this worm a boy or a girl? Why are carrots orange?
Actually,
Dad, why don't you have any air on your head?
How do birds fly?
Why is dirt brown?
Well, why can't I fly?
Why can't I fly?
Are we there yet?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
It seems these days I'm in a haze and I can't concentrate on things, can't eat or sleep, feel incomplete and kinda scared and creepy. I look over my shoulder lots and shudder when I watch TV. I bite my nails and cuticles and watch my words very carefully. I bite my lip a lot and fidget with the buttons on my blouse. Why? Because there's a communist living in the White House. Why aren't people shocked or something? Why aren't people up in arms? Does anyone read history or see red flags or hear alarms? The streets are filled with deaf and dumb as I squeak like a mouse. There's a communist living in the White House. You may say, do I have any evidence to support my suppositions? His grandparents were socialists. His mother was. His father was a communist. He had Marxist professors. He taught a course in college on Saul Alinsky. He told Joe the Plumber on the campaign trail, spread the wealth, which is a direct quote from the Communist Manifesto written by Karl Marx. He appointed Van Jones to be his green job czar. Van Jones is a purported communist. His church of 20 years, what with Jeremiah Wright preaching, was black liberation theology, which is actually Marxism. Then as soon as he got in office, he had the government take over the banks and the car industry, and now he's trying to jam down our throats socialized medicine and the cap and trade. I mean, how much more proof do you want? Everybody, there's a communist living in the White House. Now what are we gonna do about it?
And there was a little hiccup yesterday at the White House after President Obama's home teleprompter reportedly malfunctioned during a family dinner. Correspondent Jane Carmichael joins us.
President Obama's home teleprompter suddenly went blank. He sort of froze mid-sentence, but after a few seconds of silence, Obama was able to call up his prepared remarks from memory.
Well, White House Deputy Press Secretary Brenda England addressed this error today.
Look, the president has hundreds of conversations every day, and it simply isn't feasible for him to memorize the text for every single one. Prompter is really just a tool to help the president remember to speak, blink, and breathe.
The prompters just help make sure he doesn't say the wrong thing at any point.
Asking Obama to fumble around awkwardly.
The president has increased his reliance on the teleprompter, sending it alone on low-priority diplomatic meetings and photo ops. Well, right after the break, we'll talk to a Philadelphian who knows all the best places to get murdered.
Peeling back the layers every day with Fred Talk, all for news, sports, and more. The official home of Glenn Beck, Davis, Alex Jones, Mark Levin, and the hosts of Liberty Works Radio Network.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
In 1987, some inner-city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything. I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in Broadcasting. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Above Fortune radio show. My name is Joe Bannister, your host, agentfortruth.com and freedomabovefortune.com. My guest for this hour is D.V. Kidd. She is a columnist, activist. D.V. has enlightened millions of people, literally. Certainly most people have heard of Alex Jones, and he's done an incredible job of waking people up. But I'd say the pioneer, the person before Alex, and I'm sure there was a person before D.V., but that person would be D.V. Kidd, back when, pamphlets, pamphleteering and audio tapes and things like that were the way to get educated and enlightened. And she's done her share of going back for another printing of Why a Bankrupt America, which was very educational for me. And Blind Loyalty. And I imagine now that those booklets are available on the internet, D.V.? Or
no, they're not. I retired them in 2004. Both of them are available on my CD, and you can look at that on my website.
Okay, very good.
Because retired them in 2004. I put out 1.65 million copies of Bankrupt America and 700,000 copies on Blind Loyalty on Vote Fraud. But by 2004, all of, so much of that material was now available for free on the Internet. And my printer, bless his heart, he retired after 43 years. And since people only had to make a 45-cent donation to get them, there wasn't really anybody else who was going to do it because my old printer was a true patriot, so I decided to retire them.
I see. So at least the material can still be accessed just on your CD.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, before the break, we were alluding to this sinister thing called a smart grid, which relates to the smart meters. So if you want to just continue with your story about how they actually came knocking at your door and go from there.
Well, this was back in April, and they did come knocking at my door, and I told them, that I would not have one, and of course then somebody's here all the time. My husband's health is not very good, and so, he's here. But in any event, one day while I was out running errands, the Encore, Reliant Energy is actually who I pay, but like I said, Encore is the people that do all of the installation. They're the third largest in the United States. They are owned by Goldman Sachs. We are talking about big, huge money here. One day while I was out, the guy shows up at the door again with the smart meter in his hand, and John said, no, you're not going to install it. So I get a new letter from Reliant telling me that we don't have access to your property and you must have this smart meter. And so I said, I called them up, and they said, well, talk to Encore because they're the ones who do the installation. So I call Encore, and I talk to their customer, and I said, look, somebody's here all the time. All your man has to do is knock on the door. We will unlock the gate and escort him to the analog meter, watch him while he reads the meter, and escort him back outside the gate and lock the gate. I thought that was the end of it. That was in April. July 20th, I get a letter from Encore telling me that they're going to turn off my power with no notice. So over the weekend, that weekend, July 21st or whatever it was, I put together an affidavit with all of the scientific expert opinions about these smart meters and how dangerous they are, and I go trotting downtown, which is like 3 minutes from here. I live in a very small town in West Texas, to try to see the local judge. So he was tied up in budget meetings and stuff on Monday the July 23rd. So the next day I get a 5-minute meeting with Judge Barr. He's the state judge. And he says, well, I don't really have any jurisdiction. And I said, well, Encore, Reliant, operate in Howard County. My residence is in Howard County. I said, you have jurisdiction here. And he says, no, I don't. Go across the street to the district judge. So I said, fine. Obviously, you've checked your guts at the door somewhere else. God, I was mad because he does have jurisdiction. He just doesn't want to take this on. Because all I was looking for was a temporary restraining order to stop Encore from turning off my power. John uses oxygen during the day. He depends on a machine during the night to keep his heart from stopping. It's very serious. So I go across the street to the district judge. Well, there's a trial going on because about, oh, come on, dogs, don't bark. About 4 years ago, there's a refinery about 5 miles from me as the crow flies. It's owned by a company in Israel, but it's a major refinery here. Anyway, about 4 years ago, one morning it blew up. My house shook. I thought this house was going to fall apart, and I'm 5 miles away. But anyway, it finally came to trial, and so the district judge was tied up in a jury trial for 2 weeks, and I said, this can't wait. You know, I said, I need an emergency hearing in front of this judge. And they said, well, we don't do that. And I said, fine. Because, see, I'm from California, you know, and in Sacramento you've got 20 judges in every building downtown.
Right.
So I come home and I call a state representative in our legislature who's not my representative, but I have been working with him since the beginning of the year on a different project. He also happens to be a lawyer, a very successful lawyer. Now, our legislature's out of session. They went out of session in May. They don't come back until January 2013, just like Montana. We're in every other year, not to exceed 140 days. But anyway, so he's, oh, my gosh, I didn't know any of this stuff, blah, 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 blah. And I'll call Jim Landtroop, who is my representative here in Howard County. And so they middle around and do this, that, and the other. But in the meantime, I call Tommy Cryer, and I said, I need to retain your services. We need to do the same thing. Of course, in the meantime, I'm doing so much research on this. My eyeballs are swimming in my head, you know, like a drunk fish. But I did find this case out in the state of Maine, where nine citizens there hired an energy law firm to get a hearing for them in front of the Maine Public Utilities Commission, and they won a landmark decision. For the first time in the history of this country, a public utility commission ordered the utility company to give the citizens the option to, quote, opt out of the smart meter. So that had to send shockwaves through the moneyed interests because they need every single residence to have one of those dangerous meters on the houses. Now, there were two cases here in Texas last year, and one was pro se by a woman that had to deal with privacy issues, and she raised very good issues. The judge kicked it out, and the other was a case that was brought forth using an attorney on behalf of some people on the same grounds, and it was also kicked to the curb by the judge with the admonition that you go through the administrative process first, which means the Texas Public Utility Commission. So that's why, you know, you don't need an attorney. However, you do need an attorney if you're a layman like me. That's why I retained Tommy. Now, he is in Shreveport, but he would not be a practicing attorney in front of the Texas PUC, but he can be my spokesman because I don't have the legal knowledge or the ability to stand in front of these people and explain all of this stuff, because you can bet your booties that the utility companies will have a battery of high-paid suits attorneys to represent their interests, just like what happened in the state of Maine. Now, Texas is 500 times the size of Maine. So if we win, and I believe that we will, because the amount of expert opinions, and some of them were submitted to the state of California, because California, as you know, there is a massive war going on in California over those meters. Now, the state of California, what, 2-3 weeks ago, issued some 170 pages regarding the privacy issue regulations. Well, you know what? It's too late. And all of this is in my column. I sent you a link, Joe. during the break. This is, you know, issuing regulations after the cow's already out the barn and the door's already closed, because I found a article from a news agency in California that talked about, quote, young companies are springing up all over the place that are collecting the data from these smart meters and selling it to third parties, which means that everything that's going on in your house is being sold. However, my case is strictly on the health concerns, because I believe that it's the strongest argument at this time. Too many of these bureau rats who are in positions of power, even though they're unelected, don't seem to understand that they're not going to be in those positions for the rest of their life. Someday they're going to be, you know, back in the civilian population again. Do they really want to live under the, you know, what's going on? But that's aside. In any event, several people have come forward here in the state of Texas, because I've been doing radio shows asking, if you live in the state of Texas and you don't want one of these meters, and they're being installed at a massive rate, but there's millions of people in this state, join with me in my case. And the more people that we have, it makes it more powerful to the Texas PUC, but also helps to lessen the financial burden. In other words, instead of me paying the entire legal bill, if we have 20 or 30 people, you know, and everybody kicks in a few dollars, it makes it less painful, and we will all benefit from the decision by the Texas Public Utilities Commission. So a few people have stepped forward. I know the economy's bad and everything else, but the secondary question, and I sent a fax yesterday to Mr. Stone out there at the law firm in Maine, because I went over to the Maine PUC's website and watched the hearings. They're actually online in their archives of that particular presentation where they won. The one thing I didn't see is, what did Maine address the problem of people who now have those smart meters on their homes who don't want them? They were never apprised of the health risks involved. Did Maine's PUC address that issue of the utility companies must remove a smart meter and replace it with the old analog meter at the cost going to the utility company? Because this is one thing that's going to be brought up here in Texas in my case, because, like I said, so many people, they have them, they had no idea, you know, not only the health risk, but the privacy issue. Because, like I said, those meters monitor everything that's going on in your house. There was an article in the spring 2011 issue of Industry Week where they bragged that the smart grid was going to monitor the consumer space and the amount of energy being used to change attitudes about how much energy you use. And I read that and I thought, what is the matter with you people? Do you not understand what you're doing here? That you're snooping? Smart meters are nothing more than warrantless wiretaps without a warrant. It is surveillance on your house without a warrant. This is such a gross violation of the Fourth Amendment. It defies anything. But that smart grid, and it's being tested, the smart grid is just about finished. It's being tested right now. It's a year-long test. What it is if you could picture a waffle, okay, that's what it's going to look like over the United States in grids, all this electricity going on all these grids. So they're blanketing our country with dirty, what they call dirty energy. Then it's all dependent upon these wireless surveillance meters, they call the smart meter. And there's nothing smart about them at all, because last year here in Texas, there was a huge uprising in the Dallas area. People's PG or their power or utility bills were coming in double and triple what they used to be because the meters weren't reading them. Then I found a whole slew of news items just for the state of Texas where people's houses were catching fire during the night when those meters were spurting their radio frequency radiation bursts and setting people's houses on fire.
Look, we're going to have to talk about those scandals after the break. Our guest is DV Kidd, and we'll be right back after these messages.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. Not everyone understands that.
You don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
This is Randall Yearout on Leaders. Our government leaders swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States before they're allowed to exercise the powers of their offices. This oath automatically requires those office holders to act as a check on usurped or abused power among those within any branch of the government. Why is it, then, that when the Congress assumes for itself powers reserved by the Constitution to the states or the people, the President doesn't object with a defense of the Constitution and refuse to execute unlawful legislation? Or when the President creates Soviet-style czars to violate the public rights, why doesn't the Congress speak up? Or when the court begins striking down the laws of the Union states in violation of the public rights and in favor of international norms, why don't the other two branches bring misdemeanor charges against those offending judges? It appears that our leaders in government think that a non-intervention policy on another branch's behavior is more virtuous than executing the oath they took to support and defend the Constitution. James Madison said in Federalist Paper 51 that if men were angels, no government would be necessary, and that if angels were our governors, no Constitution would be necessary. Our Constitution is necessary, however, and our public officials are proving to us the very reason this is so. The Constitution outlines the restricted powers we, the people, gave to our governors. For our leaders to disobey them is to break the supreme law of the land, which is to be dealt with by impeachment and removal from office. I think the only way to effectively ensure the reinstatement of our American form of law and government is to replace nearly every last congressman with one who will honor his oath.
This constitutional message has been brought to you by the members of the Constitution Party. Visit us at www.constitutionparty.com.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
The American dream was given birth by Samuel Adams, the father of the American Revolution.
The right to freedom, being the gift of God. It is not in the power of man to alienate this gift and voluntarily become a slave. If ye love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. Thomas Jefferson wrote to Sam the following tribute. You have proved that it was monarchy, and not merely British monarchy, you opposed. Samuel Adams was not only a son of liberty, he was the father of the American Revolution. For his was the American dream.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Husbands, have you ever worried about the risks to your wife's health from the birth control method she's using? Why not learn a natural method that's 99% effective and has no risks to her? You can learn natural family planning in English or Spanish through classes or home study. Search for a class at the Couple to Couple League's website at ccli.org or call 800-745-8252.
Join the Cavalcade to Freedom. The Cavalcade backed to constitutional government. Climb on board and do your part to proclaiming liberty throughout the land. Join and support Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. To view the strategic plan, to spread the word, and to get information on joining, go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com or call the fellowship office at 410-857-5444. That's 410-857-5444. To join the Cavalcade to Freedom.
A
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Above Fortune radio show. I am the Agent for Truth, Joe Bannister, your host, agentfortruth.com and freedomabovefortune.com. Our guest is DV Kidd, and her website is dv.com, D-E-V-V-Y.com, David Edward Victor Victor Yellow.com. And DV's been just many years working to enlighten people, Americans especially. I'm one of those Americans who she enlightened about the tax and monetary system, and I'm forever grateful for that. But right now we're talking about...
Bet you're grateful after all the misery.
Well, no misery in living by the truth. So, but anyway, we're talking about smart meters and the smart grid. And again, I wish we had more time, but this is basically the last segment of the hour. So I want to get right back to DV. She was talking about an uproar in Dallas over various problems with the smart meters. So go right ahead, DV.
Okay. Before we run out of time, my column is called My Fight Against the Smart Meter. And if you just go to my website, dv.com, D-E-V-V-Y.com, just scroll down to where it says DV's columns and you'll see it. It says My Fight Against the Smart Meter. And it is comprehensive. It has the best resources that I could find. There are a number of papers out there by experts in the field of environmental studies and the effects of wireless radio frequency transmission, etc. But when you look behind the curtain to the authors, they're all people who have in one form or another received money from the utility companies. So, you know, those, of course, are meaningless because they're compromised. But I have listed in one place all of the very, very best from the best in the world, not just here in the United States, but from Greece, from Stockholm, from different countries, because they're trying to put these smart meters on every single house on this earth. Now, the Netherlands have banned the smart meters altogether because they are so dangerous to humans. Never mind what they do to the environment and animals that are consumed by human beings, et cetera, et cetera. So, in any event, this is something, for all of the fights that are going on, our health and our family's health are of critical importance. And if you have a smart meter on your house, you need to get involved in one of the organizations. And the best way to do it really is to just get on the internet and type in your state or like your guest. And I recognize his organization, but networking works. But if you're interested in becoming involved with my case as a complainant, and what it doesn't involve much, John and I are the major complainants. You're not going to have to go to Austin to the hearing or anything like that. I'm sure I have to check with Tommy. He's just getting back from Pittsburgh today. But I believe that the complainants, because one of them who has sent in her check to, you know, help defray legal expenses, she is an elderly lady and she doesn't travel well, so I'm pretty sure an affidavit or whatever, you know, will suffice. But we will see what happens here in the state. But we cannot ignore this fight. It is, you know, for everything out there that's going on, all the noise, you know, I just say tune out the noise. Who cares what Michelle Bachmann's poll numbers are or Rick Perry? All of that is so far into the future. It's just to keep you distracted. We have to stay focused on those things which are here and now that are most dangerous to us. Things like Agenda 21, the smart meter attacking, you know, your very health and snooping on your, you know, your business. Here in Texas, there, I couldn't find it earlier. I was looking for it for somebody else, but it, my smart meter file is like bulging because all this research I did all of the research for Tommy to cut down on the billable hours. But here in Texas, they actually passed a law last year that was signed by this craven political animal governor we have, Rick Perry, that does protect any information for the people of Texas regarding collection from utility companies and stuff. So whether that applies to the smart meter, I'm not sure. But one thing that's critical to understand, because when Encore sent me the letter threatening to shut off my power with no notice, of course, I knew they couldn't do that because the Texas Public Utilities Commission has a law that's posted right on their website that says people that are disabled, you cannot shut off their power, period, even if they don't pay their bill. Now, our bill's been paid on time in full every month for the last 5 years and 3 months, so that's not an excuse there. But they cited, you know, some federal act through the EPA, but when I went and looked through the act, of course, there is no state or federal law which requires anybody to get a smart meter. What Encore did was cut their own throat in their letter, which was very deceptive, because if you go and look at these actual acts, you find out the truth. They made it seem like we were required to have one when, in fact, nobody's required to have one. But the big stick was, of course, the outlaw Congress dangled the big carrot in front of the states by doling out $4 billion that they had no legal right to steal from us to give to any state for any reason. But the $4 billion was, quote, to encourage utility companies to install these smart meters. But when you look behind the curtain, all of that is just for public consumption, and people, you know, are busy with their lives and they don't read the small print. But I'm fond of saying the big print giveth, the small print taketh away. But when you look at the small print and look behind the curtain, then you find out that it isn't, of course, it isn't mandatory. Encouragement is just a word that they used. Like I said, Goldman Sachs sunk $47 billion into their acquisition of TXU, which is a major carrier here in Texas. They own Encore, and they own, I'm sure that they own the other distribution and installers and stuff in the United States, too. This is just one big incestuous cabal for this, quote, smart meter. It's all about money. And then in Encore's letter, they cited a section out of a law here in Texas about these meters. Well, I went and looked up the full enroll bill that was signed into law, and it said no such thing. So very, very deceptive, but that's the type of thing that will be brought out, you know, in the hearing in front of the Texas Public Utilities Commission. So I know we're running out of time, but let me also just say this. A lot of people believe that if they just send their utility company a letter that says, I don't give you permission to install the smart meter, is meaningless. Because when you sign up with your utility company, read the small print. You may not have a copy of the contract because you did it over the phone, but you will find language, I guarantee you, that says that you have entered into a contract with Reliant or TXU or PG&E or whoever it is to provide electricity, whatever, you know, your power to your house. And this gives us the right to enter your property for installation and maintenance of our equipment. Now, there's a company out there that's offering for a measly $300 a little kit where you can stick some foil or something on the smart meter to allegedly cut down on the wireless frequency. The problem with that is that the utility companies are going to find out, and they're going to come knocking at your door, and they're going to say, you have defaced our equipment, Or they could say, you know what? Because you tampered with our equipment, it blew 34 refrigerators in this area, or it blew 20 of our transformers, and we're going to now sue you for $800,000 in damages. You see?
Right.
I don't need that kind of legal headache myself. And why in the hell should we have to fork out $300 to block, you know, this dangerous squirting of this radiation? We shouldn't have to do that. Now, it's only because I have. We never used to lock our gates until last year. One of my male dogs who died last year. Some jerk opened our gate during the night. And then the next morning, I let Willie out. And I didn't realize, because it was on the other side of the house, and I had the front door open. And a little while later, I look out the door, and there's Mr. Willie standing at the front door. My heart almost stopped because I love my babies. So I went around, and sure enough, that gate was open. So that day, the locks went on, and that's the only reason I don't have a smart meter on my house. So I'm in standoff mode. But well, we'll see what happens here. And I don't feel, you know, that it's wonderful that some people have come forward, but I know that I'm going to end up paying, you know, most of the legal bill. But that's the way it has to be. But if we win here in Texas, which I believe we can, I truly believe that. We have the science on our side, and I have two state representatives going to bat on this also, because they were shocked. They didn't know anything that was going on. My state representative here, they didn't know anything about what was going on with these smart meters. They knew nothing about the smart grid, only that it was good for the country because it, you know, prevents rolling blackouts and blah, blah, blah. The attorney general for the state of Connecticut 2 months ago issued a press release urging the state of Connecticut not to have the smart meters because they conducted an extensive testing of the smart meters, thousands of them, and they concluded that smart meters do not save energy. He said this is nothing but, he worded it differently, but basically he said it's propaganda, and all it's going to do is cause the citizens of this state a ton of money for no gain. So he recommended, he's the AG, recommended that the state of Connecticut reject the smart meters.
Wow, it's nice when somebody of that stature steps forward and tells it like it is. It's unusual.
That's because of the warriors out there, the army of Americans who are not, you know, glued to the boob tube or are so brain dead from over-medicating themselves or all the rotten food they eat that, you know, has turned their brains into mush. That's because concerned people are getting a hold of these officials with credible documentation, and it's all in my website. The stuff that I forwarded to Tommy, three of the papers I downloaded, well, I didn't. I had my webmaster download to a CD because they were 50 pages, 69 pages, and 100 pages, all concluding that these smart meters are extremely dangerous to humans. But taking that type of documentation to your state representative, to the attorney general, and doing what the people in Maine did and what I'm doing, and that's bringing a case in front of the Texas Public Utilities Commission. If we were to lose, then I'm afraid it has to go to a lawsuit. But we cannot back down. We have to stop this. It is very, very dangerous for everybody.
Well, God bless you for yet another battle that you're fighting, and it really not a whole lot of success if people don't join in. And you know, you're definitely out there as the pioneer looking at these things. And then thankfully with the evidence that you provide to others, others come and, you know, help paddle the boat, paddle the canoe. So
if people do nothing, nothing gets done.
That's right.
You know, I fully understand that, you know, people are out of work, they're looking for work, they're stressed out. Or if they have jobs, you know, they go to work from 8 to 5 or midnight to 7 or what. And it's very, very difficult. But we're providing. There are so many good organizations out there, and I listed one of the best websites in my column where you can go so you can learn, you know, network with people in your area, in your state. But I really believe that it's only going to take 2, 3, maybe 4 states Now, Hawaii's rejected the smart grid, so like I said, the people over there, they don't need those smart meters because there's nothing to hook
Phoebe,
it up to.
We're just out of time.
I'm sorry.
But
okay.
Everybody, it's for your own family, your own health, your children's health, so please pay attention to this issue. DV.com, her article, My Fight Against the Smart Meter, and see you all next week, and thanks for joining us, and thank you, DV.
Bye-bye, Joe. Take care of yourself.
Thanks. You too.
Okay, bye.